We Shall Overcome, a Juneteenth celebration, happens on Friday, June 19th at the El Paso Public Library. The celebration commemorates the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation by President Lincoln in 1863 that ended the institution of slavery in the United States. Today, my guests are Eternity Walls and a familiar voice on State of the Arts, Monica Gomez. Welcome.
Oh, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you so much for having us.
So good to have you here. Now, Eternity, you've been working like a crazy person to put this event together.
That's what it takes to make things happen.
Yes, you know, it does. You know, it's we were talking about that. So let's talk about what is it that motivated you to put this event together?
Well, to be quite honest, I received the vision from the one that I call God to put this together. And I also inquired of that same one, who can I get to help me? And so I was given a name. I contacted that person. And we began to work together. We worked together for about, 6 weeks. And then that person realized they had too much on their plate. And so they had to pull back. I inquired again. And then the direction was, you have to keep going, keep doing it, keep doing it. And so I have continuously received that direction and motivation and encouragement, because really, this has been quite a project for one person to do. There should have been several committees doing all of this. And I've wanted to just say, I can't do it. I'm going to pull back. But the inner direction I received was, keep going.
Keep on doing
so
it.
So here we are.
And this Juneteenth celebration has four areas of focus.
Yes.
And they are art, music, dance, and poetry.
Yeah.
We have Monica here, and she can fall into several of these. I don't think I've seen you dance.
I think the devil whispered in your ear and had you call me, honey.
Jack of all trades over here.
Yes.
Well, the way we got hooked up actually is because I did a series of tumble words, the creative writing projects, the city-funded community arts program projects, using creative writing to help people examine issues of prejudice, discrimination, snap judgment, positive prejudice, which is basically falling in love, impaired judgment, we could call it, and then isolation and all the different things that come out of what is really a very natural act, which is to make conclusions. I see you today, Marina, with your flaming red hair, and I could decide you're a very strange person that I should not be around.
Yes.
Or I could decide, wow, that's interesting. I need to get to know her.
Right.
And make up my mind. Mm-hmm. And that's where Eternity came into several of the workshops, if not all of them. Mm-hmm. It was the most nerve-wracking set of workshops I've ever conducted. I am a white female. Eternity is black,
African-American,
mm-hmm. and there were two or three African-Americans there, and I didn't know if maybe I'd run everybody off because my message was a little controversial in different ways. I can be a pretty OCD person about details, and I think we need to get away from blaming one another for things and start dealing with each other as individuals. And so I came at it from different angles, and I was so happy that Eternity contacted me and said, be part of a Juneteenth, a black celebration, an African-American celebration. And I said, okay, I'd be honored. And then I said, tell me more about your philosophy behind,
vision, yes.
your vision behind this celebration, it's because I wanted to attune to, you know, what am I getting myself into? Am I really up for this?
Yes,
and she explained.
And one of the things that stood out in my mind when Monica was leading these workshops, she talked about her work in the prison system.
The juvenile correction
system. And she had come to realize that a lot of the young people in this system did not have a sense of their history, of their origin. Mm-hmm. And the thought came to me that that could be a form of enslavement, because if one does not have a sense of their history or their origin, they make inappropriate choices. And that could end up with them being incarcerated.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
The also blaming of others. It's been, you know, the fad for quite some time. And I don't mean to. It's, as I say, the subject makes me uneasy because it's so loaded. And there are so many good reasons to be angry about a lot of things. But the white male has pretty much been on the chopping block for a long time as far as guilty of everything. And we need to get past that and get down to, as Martin Luther King said, the content of one's character. That's really what needs to matter. And it doesn't matter what color, gender, or anything else. That's what has to matter.
Yes, so, the content of the character is extremely important. And I'm hoping people will hear that and recognize that and not feel that this Juneteenth celebration is just something that African Americans celebrate. My perspective is that it is a celebration for every American citizen, because we're celebrating freedom of the consciousness, the human consciousness from enslavement, you know. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating the freedom of the human consciousness, the spirit, and the soul. And that is for everybody. And we all need that. We all need some of that at some point in time on our journey of life.
Sure. Yeah. We got to free ourselves from our own demons, right?
Yes. And because we live in a world community, a global community, the word for me now is inclusion. Mm-hmm. We need to recognize that we have to be more inclusive because we are a world community. I mean, with the technology and all that's going on, I mean, we can find out things just in an instant, you know, and so we're connected. We are connected, so we cannot afford to live in a society of exclusion. That's an illusion.
Everybody's invited to participate in this event.
Everybody's invited. It doesn't matter where you're from, what country your parents came from, the color of your skin, what language you speak. Everybody is included. And Dr. Maceo Daly, who is the director of the African American Studies Department here at UTEP, will be one of the presenters. He's going to give a short snippet of history and overview of Juneteenth and how it evolved and how all of that came about. And so that history will be available.
So speaking of inclusion, tell us about the event.
In the area of musicians, we're going to have a small jazz combo. Their name is Double Time. These are high school and university students. Mrs. Karen Ruja, I don't know if you know her, but she is the wife of Dr. Marius Ruja, and she has a gorgeous singing voice. She's going to be on the program bringing forth some music. Some of the poets will be Nancy Green, who is a native right here.
Yay.
Nancy is multi-talented.
Yes.
She's a poet, plays the drums, and plays the flute. Another person will be Jeanette Desboyne, who is a teacher and a poet and, well, everything. Yours truly, Eternity, will share something, and there will be others. Some of the artists will be Frischelle Wilson, and she has been showing some of her works at the Crossland Gallery, Hal Marcus Gallery. And another one will be Mr. Clive Cochran, who is a senior lecturer of graphic design in the UTEP Department of Art. His work has received numerous awards, and he has been published in several trade journals, books, and texts. And so those are kind of an overview of what's going to happen in those dance in those various categories. And, of course, Ms. Monica Gomez right here is going to present something. So it's going to be a fun and a full afternoon.
Absolutely. I mean, this takes place from 2 to 5 at the public library,
and it sounds like
it's just going to be action-packed. Great. Well, I thank you so much for coming down. Don't forget to attend We Shall Overcome, a Juneteenth celebration. Happens on Friday, June 19th at the El Paso Public Library. Completely free, completely inclusive.
Yes.
And it's going to happen from 2 to 5 p.m. Thank you so much, Eternity and Monica, for stopping by talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.